Hey everyone, welcome back to the Cultural Studies 400 podcast series. I'm Carlene and have the pleasure of introducing you to our week on punk and drag through the work of Jose Esteban Muñez, and specifically his chapter 4, The White to be Angry, Vaginal Krem Davis's Terrorist Drag, from his book, Disidentifications, Queers of Color and the Performance of Politics. In today's podcast structure, we're going to start off with looking at who is Muñez to better understand his perspective. And then we're going to highlight some important concepts and terms from the reading. Then we're going to end by diving deep into another artist who embodies terrorist drag today. Okay, so who was Muñez? Muñez was a queer theorist who lived from 1967 and then unfortunately passed away in 2013. He is praised as making queer theory accessible and not daunting and academic, as it often can be. He was a professor and former chair of the Department of Performance Studies at New York University's Tisch School of the Arts. His other written work included Feeling Brown, Feeling Down, Latina Affect and the Performativity of Race and the Depressive Position, as well as a co-edited essay collection called Pop Out Queer Warhol. The Los Angeles Book Review memorialized him by, quote, adding a unique personal touch to a complex theoretical writing, Muñez drew on his own adolescent experiences as a punk queer in a community of Cuban American exiles, becoming a vibrant and commanding voice for those largely invisible subjects in the field and challenging his colleagues to explore beyond sexuality alone, end quote. Muñez, both in his community and outside, is best known for his work in coining the term terrorist drag, which he does in the article today. The chapter that we're exploring today looks at the work of Vaginal Krem Davis and her cultural resistance of the whitewashing and heteronormative protocols that existed in Los Angeles in the 1980s punk scene. Davis is a multi-dimensional drag superstar that came from an African-American mother and American-Mexican father. She first rose to prominence through the zine Fertile Latoya Jackson with her performing group called the Afro Sisters. This group embodied her Blackness and Chicana heritage. Along with Cholita, her other band, Davis's work, quote, produced socially interrogative performances that complicate only any easy understanding of race or ethnicity within the social matrix, end quote. Her performances are often described as homey, organic, and humorous. Most interestingly, however, she uses homophobic and racist tropes to interrogate normative rhetorics. To best understand how Krem Davis's work can be successful by engaging in such controversial issues, we have to first understand Muñez's term disidentification. Disidentification is defined as, quote, performative mode of tactical recognition that various minoritarian subjects employ in an effort to resist the oppressive and normalizing discourse of dominant ideology, end quote. Disidentification then becomes a strategy for survival, interestingly similar to passing, but completely opposite in its practice. Realness is never Davis's goal, but disidentification allows her to parody passing and to interrogate the interracial desire that exists within America and can land on her body. She most famously does this through her performance as Clarence. This parodic performance embodies woodsy militiaman masculinity. Quote, Clarence is a disidentification with militiaman masculinity, not merely a counter-identification that rejects the militiaman, but a tactical misrecognition that consciously views the self as a militiaman. Clarence's appropriation of ultra-right extremist aesthetic plays into the white male anxieties that exist in America, and perhaps even in punk culture. To best understand this, Muñez coins the term terrorist drag. Rather than conjuring up an image of womanliness, Clarence represents the nation's most dangerous citizen, white man. It is, quote, terrorist in that she is performing the nation's internal terrors around race, gender, and sexuality, end quote. rather than embodying womanliness like we often see on RuPaul's Drag Race, she is quite literally terrorizing drag. This genre started in the 1980s punk scene, but still continues today in some very particular drag artists. Christine, a drag artist based out of London, UK, signature look embodies lipstick and eyeliner smeared across her face with a stringy black wig. She has fake contacts and a rotting front tooth, and quite honestly is sometimes hard to look at, and brings terrorist drag to a whole nother level. She aims to disrupt societal conventions and hierarchies of beauty. According to brightestyoungthings.com, she's, quote, not just provocative, she's a literal eyesore, end quote. Similar to John Waters' use of divine in Female Trouble, Christine really is shocking. But like Davis, her shocking performances are political. In referencing Trump, Christine says, quote, sometimes I wonder if that son of a bitch had not won, how many statues would have gotten taken down? How many would be listening to certain groups? With Obama, we were discussing certain things and moving forward, but look at what we're really digging up now. It's always been there, but them white folks were covering it up real tight, end quote. She doesn't claim to have solutions to political upheaval, but embodies otherness and encourages us to look for normative challenging performances in drag. Not only are Davis's and Christine's political goals similar in their drag, but so is their admiration of traditional punk music. To give you an idea of what I mean, I'll play you a quick clip of Night Window, a song from 2020 released by Christine. Although 1980s traditional punk may have carried a homophobic and racist white audience, Davis and Christine's performances were able to utilize the musical aesthetic with a queer agenda. When connecting drag and punk culture, Muniz recognizes that, quote, the woman produced in drag is not a woman, but instead a public disidentification with woman. Some of the best drag I've encountered in my research challenges the universalizing rhetorics of femininity, end quote. Perhaps it's best if we listen to how Christine would best describe herself.
I just like to infiltrate your world and try to manipulate your brain to start thinking in different ways.
Manipulating binaries to disrupt dominant aesthetics is what Christine does with her uncomfortable movements and messed up makeup, and exactly what Davis did to the middle class post-punk crowd of the Los Angeles 1980s punk scene. Christine doesn't necessarily play with the idea of racism as Davis does, but she does question sort of other social bodies and how they are fit into categories. As Muniz would describe it, quote, the question is no longer to know whether one will play feminine against masculine or the reverse, but to make bodies, all bodies, break away from the representations and restraints on the social body, end quote. By pairing Davis and Christine together, we can understand how terrorist drag is an important genre that has survived generational and political gaps, but always remained important as a space for queer performers to challenge the status quo while embodying elements of dangerous heteronormative expectations and culture. The work of Muniz in the 90s and him coining the term terrorist drag sets the groundwork for understanding the historical context of Davis in the 1980s Los Angeles punk scene, but also gives a genre title for upcoming performers like Christine today. Before wrapping up here, I would like to note that we are speaking of Davis's work in the past because this article is from 1999, but Vaginal Creme Davis is still a strong performer. She currently lives in Berlin, and according to her website, She has a performance series going on right now called The Wicked Pavilion. And if for some reason anyone finds himself in Berlin in the next couple months, she's going to be performing this show until March. Thank you for listening to this week's episode, and I hope I was able to help you contextualize Muñez and the terms and concepts around disidentification and terrorist drag, as well as bring the genre into a contemporary context with Christine's work. I really look forward to discussing this article and all of these concepts with everyone next week. Bye!